music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Adams is on.
And we will go to the phones momentarily. 1-800-313-9443. I told you, Dr. K, that in Arizona, as well as California, a number of states across the nation now, there are people introducing legislation to protect parents and children from the vaccination syndrome. And one of them involves full disclosure of vaccine ingredients and side effects for starters. Now, the Department of Health spokesman, I guess it was Will Humble in Arizona, also executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, concerned that the Senate bill there, 11-1115, actually, will require doctors to provide people with too much information. It might confuse the people. It might bewilder them. They wouldn't know what's going on. Wait a minute now. That's a contradiction. First of all, they tell us that you cannot seek out too much information about your health. On the other hand, they're saying, wait, you don't want too much information. It may confuse you.
No.
Boy, you're talking about running scared, huh?
I wish we could just go with God. You know, He's so merciful and kind that he even gave us innuendos and hints on his nature as a medicine. And that's, if you were really following God's way and you were a doctor, you would use only the drugs from nature. You wouldn't use these things that could cause fatality. You would never use them. And there's an answer for everything. Even there's natural blood thinners. You don't have to give rat poison.
Right. Exactly.
There's no need for any of these things. And you don't need the vaccinations, that for sure. And what if you work as a nurse? Get a lawyer to draw up a document. The document says, I will agree to inoculations if you will pay all my medical costs for any injury that I incur. Make the administrator of the hospital sign it. Stir it up. You have to fight. You have to fight for your rights. Nobody's going to give you any rights. That's the way it is.
You know, that's been the problem with a cowardly nation of people who just submit, don't ask questions, because we're not supposed to ask questions.
How many times with the TSA do I get into arguments? I kind of quit now because I end up standing there for all kinds of time, and it's useless. It's like talking to dead flesh. And one time I said, you know, this whole thing you do is a hoax. It's a fraud. This 911 that you base it on, that's because we have to protect. This 911 was done, wasn't even done by who you claim it was done. It was done inside. Well, who did it then? I said, the Israelis did it.
Oh, they did? Who?
You know, so.
Well, I know people that work at Logan Airport, and they will attest to the fact that on that fateful day, it was the Israeli companies that were providing the information and all of the surveillance that led to this hoax called 9/11. They've been guarding the security and all of the surrounding issues concerning surveillance at Logan, Los Angeles, LAX, you know. And all of a sudden, it just happened to get just under their nose. They didn't know what was happening.
Oh, geez.
Muslim extremists came about and flew these planes through buildings and so on and so forth, you know? So we see the hand of the Mossad is in everything we do.
Oh, my God.
They're involved, yes, even medicine, aren't they, huh, Dr. K?
Oh.
All right, let's go to the phones. Take a call from Bill right now. Bill in Wisconsin has a question or a comment. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, good show, Rick. Dr. K, appreciate your efforts. I'm taking some of your North American herb and spice P73 oregano. Is that any good for Lyme disease?
Yes. Mm. Did you get stricken with Lyme?
I go to an alternative doctor about halfway down the state, and we got some chelation treatments, and we also got some blood ozone treatments.
Okay. Here's what I would recommend.
Yeah. He said that there was some Lyme in our blood. And when we had moved to Wisconsin over 25 years ago, I had the bullseye, and all I did was scratch it. And for a while, I guess I was okay, but then I had a ruptured appendix, and that triggered a lot of other health problems. But anyway,
my God, I think...
I've been taking this. I just wondered if it was good for that.
My God, you must have a big case of Lyme in your system.
Well, Dr. K, you could speak from experience, can't you, now?
Yes.
Personal experience.
Yes. Yes. Now, I cured mine, but I took huge doses of that.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know how much
I'm not taking huge doses, but I'll take a couple droppers full, you know, throughout the day. And then I just like to mention, I'm also a county supervisor. And when I got elected, it was against the smart growth program. Okay, so when I got elected, the good old boys didn't know where the hell to put me. They didn't want to put me on a committee that had any bite, you know, like finance or administration or anything like that. So they stuck me on the Board of Health. And, you know, as I got on there and started to bring out points against vaccines and a lot of the problems that are going on in our country and in our world, genetically modified foods and also the spraying. In fact, we had a doctor on there that was pro-life, and we voted to send one of the DVDs on chemtrails to all these government agencies, and it passed 4-3, all right?
Wow.
But it wasn't too long after that that this doctor got fired by a Marshfield Clinic. I'm sure you've heard.
I would imagine. I would imagine.
So in your case,
you must do aggressive doses of the super strength form of that oil, a couple dropperfuls 10 times a day even. Rub it on the bottom of the feet, rub the shins. Get yourself some of their juice of oregano, the 12-ounce bottle. Start taking an ounce.
I've got hempanol.
Oh, you do? You have the super strength?
With the spices in it.
Okay, then take that aggressively. So if you take the juice, you may need the juice, but if you've got this hempanol with your, take that, a dropper full multiple times a day, have somebody rub it up and down your spine, and just keep pounding, and you'll get it out of your system. It may take a few months or something, but it will work.
Yeah. All right.
But I think you have a pretty good load in your brain and your nervous system. That's why I was recommending the juice.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, but anyway.
Wow, you've got some of the good things there. And you could always get my book, The Lyme Disease Cure, if you wish, and then you can study that.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent, Bill. You're on the right track. Well, that's the important thing.
Just
very
one
good.
Other
Thanks
point.
You.
Go ahead.
Go ahead quickly.
Now. All right, they threw me off the Board of Health. I brought resolution to get reinstated. 3 months went by. It was 11-11. Finally, one guy changed his vote. They put me back on.
Oh, wow.
Now,
they threw you off because
that's
of your position.
There now has been voted by the CDC as the number one doctor in Wisconsin promoting vaccination. And received an award. So every, you know, we have these Board of Health meetings.
Sure.
We bang heads all the time. I can only come to one conclusion. all right, that they are deliberately trying to kill people.
Yeah.
That's
I
it.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God bless you. Keep
Thank
your
you.
Wonderful position and keep doing this. This is fantastic.
Yeah, well, I'm getting up there in years. You know?
I know, but if
what?
You can...
We all are, Bill.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your chins
yeah.
up, all
this
three
of you. This is fantastic. I really... This
yeah.
is a fantastic
okay.
thing. Yeah.
All right, thanks
Thank
for
you,
your
Bill.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
you
next
imagine,
call.
Mr.
We have Sovereign Man here. Sovereign Man on line 9. Hello, Sovereign Man.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you.
Hey,
for
my felicitations. Yes. Go ahead, my friend.
Yes, I'd like to mention that there is a PDF that was put together on the website, Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, and
mm-hmm.
it's called
mm-hmm.
Overcoming Vaccine Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has that notice of liability that you give to the doctor stating, I will accept the vaccines if you will accept the liability.
Right.
It's the best
sure.
document you can give them. Watch
yeah,
them run.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to start holding these people, if you want to call them that, accountable.
Oh,
and actually, the people need to come together. And like at the state house, at the courthouse, at the hospitaler's house.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the only way this thing is going to turn around. But we do put it in the Creator's hands. And I just wanted to say, Cass, I appreciate everything you do. And you got a wonderful testimony. I also want to recommend people to go to your site and look up how I cured myself of Lyme disease.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So is that on CassIngram.com that you made your comment, or...?
No, I didn't make a comment. Actually, I'm going to put the link to Overcoming Vaccine Mania PDF link in the Radio Avenger Chat Tango. It's actually radioavenger.chattango.com.
Could you put it on my Facebook site, too? Just Cass Ingram Facebook, and plug it in there, and then I'll try to spread it around. But
well,
I'll see if I can...
Go ahead.
Did you take the oil of oregano to get rid of your Lyme?
No. I'm a oregano P73 proponent, and I uh-huh. tell people that's like one of my first lines of defense in my arsenal.
Okay. Okay.
And
fantastic.
Actually, I recommended it to a friend of mine. And he says, oh, I just got the 2.5 times super strength.
Okay.
I said, oh, I didn't know that they had that. Looks like I'll have to add that to the repertoire.
Well, let me tell you something. I have a couple boxes of stuff. I want to send some to you and Mr. Adams. I got a couple boxes of outdated oregano. And
mm-hmm.
So if you get me your address, I'll send some of those to you and Mr. Adams so that you can give them to people who are impoverished or who need it or whatever. They can't sell them because they got shipped back from Canada. There's nothing wrong. I took a box of them home myself. But if you want some of that, you know, no problem.
That'll be a blessing. Can you pass your email to the board ops for me?
Yeah, no problem.
That would be great. That would be better.
Stay on the line
I'll
with
give you
Mike.
It's droregano@gmail.com. You know that? droregano@gmail.com. If anybody has my old email, I never check it anymore. And anyway, my whole site got taken down, so no disinfo is toast.
Right. Yep. And
well,
all of the videos
you guys
on
in
YouTube.
My prayers.
Oh, right. Thank you.
All right, well, stay on with Mike, and Mike, the board op. Yes, we'll take care of you, too, Mike. Don't worry. He's begging. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir. Thank you.
We have
Joe next in Kansas, I believe, is on the line now. Hello, Joe. Are you there?
Hello, Dr. Cass. Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, hi, Big Bad Joe. Tell us. Yep.
I'm the Kansas RN and shade tree veterinarian. I'm not working now because of health problems. I have
What's going on?
The Lyme disease cure. I hate to be a bum, but I would love to have a bottle of your outdated, was that oregano oil P73?
Yeah, it is. I have a bunch of it. I have probably about 96 bottles. So you leave your name, and I'll get you some. Yeah.
Thank you very much, especially anybody that's hurting.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm hurting bad. Every muscle I own hurts. It did not cross the blood-brain barrier. I've probably had it for 30 or 40 years, diagnosed in 04 or 05. It's a hellish disease. It was GM'd on Plum Island.
And you have to take... You're right. It is a man-made creep, you know?
Yes, yes. But like I said, okay. I hate to be a bum, but I'd love to have some of that because it might knock it out. Antibiotics sometimes help. The tetracycline, of course, is the frontline stuff for it. But I would love to have that, and I need to. I don't have internet, so I'm in a very isolated area.
For those that can pay the postage, that helps. For those who can't, I made the offer. I'm not going to go back on my offer, but I'll have my assistant So you got to email me and leave your phone number. Email the doctor oregano at gmail.com. Tell me your circumstances.
You don't have any access. You don't have email, do you, Joe?
I don't. I don't have internet. Do you have a phone number?
Why don't you just do this? Why don't you stay on the line and Mike will pick up? All right.
Yeah.
Mike, you're
and
listening.
I'll give you
and
a
just
phone
get
number
his information.
For my assistant. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to have a bottle or two of that outdated. I'm not worried about the outdated stuff. That's not a real problem. I need more advice on something else that might help. I know you've got several things. I've called to North American Spice, like you told me to. I spoke to you a couple of months ago, December 22, I think it was.
Oh.
And
I'll leave you a number. I'll leave you a number, and you call the number. Yeah.
All right. That sounds great. Specific number. And listen, I'd be glad to pay the postage. That's not a problem, because you're giving me something, I'll give you something. That's how it needs to work.
Okay,
but,
I appreciate that.
What other items do you have that are beneficial for me and a dog that probably has Lyme disease too, and has a bad hip that I'm treating now?
Okay, what you do, it's the Canicurmin. I had a dog that could not walk, and this combination of cannabis with wild turmeric obliterated the dog. One capsule started walking again and refused to take any more. That's the stuff. Yeah. This is going to revolutionize the speed of getting rid of Lyme if it's in the joints. Canicurmin and oregano. Just that and the hempanol. That's all we need. Hempanol with the oregano oil, canicurmin. Three things for most people.
If you have trouble spelling it, just spell it out phonetically, okay, how it sounds, all right?
I've already done it. I've got it, man.
All right.
Cure him.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Stay on the line then, all right? We have to get moving on to other calls. So thank you very much, Joe, and best to you for your help. I think we have CFR to hell. Is that right? Is that somebody? Who's that? Okay, we have somebody else then. That's another. Okay, that's an email address. I think we got another call coming up. Who is that? Thomas in Florida. All right. St. Thomas of Aquinas. All right. Bring him up now. Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
You're
on the air with Dr. Cass Ingram and Rick Adams.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of oregano oil, oil of oregano. I've used it on two different occasions to... Basically, hold off an abscess tooth until I could get to the dentist.
Oh, good.
I hear the break playing, so just stay on the line. All right. And we'll get to you. And Art is going to come on at 2:30. So we will return in just a moment. But stay where you are, Dr. K, for one more segment.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Dr. K, are you still there, Dr. K?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, one more, this final call here in the segment, Thomas. Okay, go ahead, Thomas. What's your problem?
Yes, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, no, I had a question. I'm a big fan of oil of oregano. However, I just wanted to know if, do you think that it affects, since it's such a potent antibacterial, do you think it affects the gut bacteria? Or?
Well, that's a very good question. It's beautiful how it is that here a man-made drug will obliterate those bacteria so bad that you get the candida and you get these drug-resistant, and you also get the mutants, right? But with the oil of oregano, you don't get the mutants. If you take a small dose, the good bacteria, the probiotics go up. If you start taking higher doses, so if you take 2 to 3 drops a day, you get your probiotic flourish. Maybe 5 drops twice a day. You start taking 20, 40, 100, 20 drops 5 times a day, 40 drops 5 times a day. You can knock down, the data shows, between 5 to 12% of the total mass of the good bacteria can be kind of killed. Now, so for people taking really high doses, then they could take a probiotic at night or, you know, eat more sauerkraut. It should be just fine. But, yeah, it's a germicide. Now, we did know that if someone eats 5 cloves of garlic right now, you will sterilize all the bacteria in the intestine for a few hours. Then they'll come back. It's nature, you know, it works together no matter what. Even something natural like that is still working together with the body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's God, not nature, okay? So, you know.
Yeah. Well, again, like I started my call in the beginning, on two occasions I had an abscessed tooth, and I basically kept from having to go to the dentist. I mean, I actually couldn't go for, like, in one case it was weeks. And I kept off the inflammation and the pain away, and oddly enough, when I got to the dentist, who was a homeopathic, she said, she knew exactly what I did, and she said, you didn't have to take antibiotics. You're smart by taking the oregano.
No, that's so true too. If you have antibiotics, you can skip those and just take the oil of oregano during the dentistry, the cleaning, or what have you, the root canal, whatever. Although I'm not a fan of root canal, but just take the oregano instead. And even anything, strep throat, sepsis, E. coli, you know, bacterial sore throat, oregano oil. Good quality oregano oil, you don't need the drugs. That's just the way it is.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Right. Yeah, I mean, years ago, I was turned on to, the probiotics, Acidophilus bacteria and so forth. Dr. K, and I used to buy it at GNC about 40 years ago, but of course we know what's happened with GNC and other companies.
The quality. Mm-hmm.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it did help me, and it helps with obviously restoring the normal flow of bacteria, because you need that. Good bacteria are just that. They're good. So thank you, Dr. K. We're out of time here in this segment. And I think this has been one of the most informative 90 minutes that we've had. So, once again.
I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Do it again. Do it again. Sure. Thanks again. All right, Cassing. Folks, we're going to bring up Art in Philly right now, because he's been waiting in the wings to share with us his thoughts of the week as well. Art in Philly, hello. Welcome.
Hello, Rick. Just checking my phone. How's it sound for you?
It sounds pretty good today. It really does. Yes. You got a new one, huh? Excellent. Yes. How have you been, Art?
Good. Basically, I just wanted to bring up 2 points that I saw in the news this week.
Sure.
One on the media was, this is in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I realize it's a front for the Annenberg Crime Syndicate through the Lenfest Foundation. But they brought up a good article. University of Penn Administrator Amy Schumer was bringing up an issue that they're worried about fake media and how it's harming mainstream media, that they're losing their shirts left and right. So she was part of a study by the Knight Group, supported by the Aspen Institute, to determine how to fix this situation. And it's like, it's so ridiculous when you look at what's going on there. First of all, the University of Penn, an Ivy League school, is nothing but a front in many ways for the Annenberg Crime Syndicate. The other thing is, they're directly tied, the Annenbergs are directly tied in with Operation Mockingbird to control the media, going all the way back to the 50s. And at the same time, they're saying the study's jointly done with the Aspen Institute, set up by none other than the guys, Lester Crown, the son of Henry Crown, who was a Chicago syndicate gangster. So how are these interest basically going to determine how to improve mainstream media with the truth, when they're actually the main reason why we've lost any confidence in the media? So that was an article.
Sure. What's also happened, though, in the meantime, is a lot of the so-called alt-right, as you know, alt-right media have been countermanded and taken over, or shall we say just preempted by some of these people. And the Mossad is pretty good at that. By way of deception, we do war. They're doing that with some forum, where they're actually sowing a lot of disinformation as well as truth. So we have to be very wary of them as well. I hear the music, so just stay where you are, Art. You will have another half hour to go with me. And folks, we will return to Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Alrighty, alrighty. We are back, folks. Mark Philly. Just want to mention a new program posted on YouTube. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. Subscribe to that channel if you will. Also, the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock program. Now heard daily weekdays on his site, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com in the UK. All right. Plenty of interesting guests. I will be one of them coming up in March again. All right. Art, as you were saying, continue.
All right. The second point I was going to bring out is the interview by Congressman Madeline Dean with respect to acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. And, you know, they're trying to basically go after him for Russiagate. Now, here's a little history on this Madeline Dean. She used to be the state representative for Abington Township. The website's abington.org. Now, just to let you know, there are some good people in the township. But, first of all, she took over that seat after Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro left the seat to become Attorney General. Interesting, Josh Shapiro never had any experience in prosecuting a single criminal case. No experience. And now he's the Attorney General for the state of Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, he is interested in going after those pedophile priests, though.
Yes, he is, but not the rabbis.
Not the rabbis, though.
Right.
Okay.
So I actually talked to Dee in a public meeting, and I said, what's your position, you know, on a certain issue? She says, I stand for everything. I'm just going to keep everything that Josh Shapiro is going. So you're going to keep the hate laws going, abortion going, mob casinos going, on down the line. Her husband actually runs a company called Performance Bicycles, based out in North Carolina, which is going bankrupt. Not much different than Sears. Who knows what his role is there. Now, also, I've seen her. You know, she's looking at this issue with the Attorney General, and I think we should somebody should drop a dime on her to NoPlaceForCorruption.com and point out to that Attorney General that her whole political machine that's backing her up is nothing but a front for the Costa Nostra based out of Abington. And if you look at what came out of there, it's not just Madeline Dean. Rod Rosenstein came out of there. Ash Carter came out of there. Shemp versus, Abington School District, take school prayer out of there.
Yep,
that's more than a coincidence. And, you know, and it's right next door to Shelton Township, which is where B.B. Netanyahu grew up. So, you know, I'm glad that we were able to talk about this and investigate it. But we can see, again, it's continuing the corruption of the Cosa Nostra out of there. And another one of the commissioners in Abington Township, Stephen Klein, that I've talked to in the past at a political rally, when I was trying to get another guy out of there who was directly involved with putting the No Place for Corruption laws in the township, which is a front for the Brafman crime syndicate. So here's what he says. I wish, talking to one of his friends at the polls, and he says to his friend there, I wish we could bring back the good old days. My hero in life is Meyer Lansky. Okay? And this is the leadership that's coming out of this little old township there. And it's unbelievable how it's directly tied to Netanyahu, the Democratic Party, and how much public corruption is there. And yet, very little is being done about it.
Well, and I would say also that it's not just Bucks County, but virtually the whole state where you are. And Boston, Massachusetts here, it's Rhode Island, Governor Raimondo. We've got basically all of southern New England, the whole East Coast. That's why, that you could have the so-called art students coming into this country, going up and down the Northeast and the whole East Coast, posing as art students when there are actually diversions from 9/11, which was taking place at the time. And, you know, there were a number of Mossad agents that were working in those plants, in those buildings, I should say, working the ground and in Washington and the media at the time to cover up for what they had done with regard to the Twin Towers. So, the whole state, you get the Pittsburgh Synagogue, Tree of Life, so-called massacre. And all of this was played up in Trump's State of the Union address. As you could see, it was probably Sheldon Adelson that wrote his address. It was so pitifully scripted. And I listened to a few minutes on the radio. I did not watch it, but it was sickening enough to see his paying homage to every single script and postscript of Judaic terrorism, actually, and Zionism that any American president has ever done. I mean, he's been the consummate hangnail of Zionism and Judaism, this man,
right.
Trump.
Yeah. Now, on a personal level, I was listening to his speech there when he's talking about the situation in DACA. Well, I had an uncle who was under General Mark Clark in World War II. He passed on. But he was also a police officer at the end of World War II.
Yeah.
He was at Normandy putting some of the SS officers, taking them to trials. And he was there at DACA and Buchenwald. And it's like, you know, how insulting it is to show these people, from the Jewish community, but no tribute at all to the American GIs who were there that fought and put their lives at risk for all this.
And they lost their lives, too. Hundreds of thousands of slaves, in Normandy particularly. But, no, he doesn't credit anything except his Jewish masters. And that's it's shameful. It's horrific. But, once again, that's reality politics, Art. You know, it's one big, massive Zionazi, if you will, venue for this man. And that's because he owes his whole existence to them and the so-called evangelical Christians. These are the ones who walk in lockstep with the Zionist regime, and you might as well say one is a clone of the other. In fact, the Zionist Christians, so-called Christians, are even far worse than the people who are out-and-out Kenites, you know, sons of the wicked one. So, I mean, it's just incredible what come out of the sewer pipe. And Pence is no better. He's a good example of this.
Right, I know. One of the things Pence was strong for in the past is almost outsourcing every American job he could get his hands on when he was in Indiana to reach H-1B visa. So,
it's nice
being in high tech, and you know, he's a friend of trying to create jobs for Americans, that I can tell you, at least his past track record.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, what I'm seeing here is, you know, as you already agree, is basically, you know, even though we got a new person in there, you know, Trump, and he has some good things about him, you know, but overall, you know, the puppets behind, you know, they're just puppets on a string, and the real guys are controlling it. You know,
absolutely, yes.
Right.
You hit the nail on the head right there. We try to bring that out every time. Rhetoric sounds nice sometimes. Yeah, the action and the rhetoric do not agree. This is what they used to say about Richard Nixon. You remember? They used to say conservatives get the rhetoric and the liberals get the action. And that's exactly what's happened ever since then with Reagan. It's happened with Bush, of course, so-called conservatives. And now you look at the Bush appointees, you know, John Roberts of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice, who's siding with the abortion industry now in the Louisiana case. This is what you'd expect from these people.
Right.
You know, Bush is well alive today. Poppy Bush and George Bush in this administration. There's almost no difference between them now. None.
Right. Well, I mean, in Pennsylvania, for instance, on the Republican side, I was talking about the Democrat side. Look who's heading the fundraiser for the Pennsylvania Republican Committee, pagop.org. It's none other than Robert Asher, a convicted felon when our state treasurer, Bud Dreyer, blew his brains out on national TV. He was the other guy convicted in that situation. Why is he running the Republican Party? Okay? Of all the people in the state, why is that criminal doing it? Doesn't seem to matter to anybody. He's a convicted felon. With respect to... you know, Nixon, if you go to the Nixon Library up in Yorba Linda, California, as soon as you walk in there, the first thing you see on the right side is the Annenberg exhibit for what he did. And, if, you know, you can already see that the Annenbergs basically were the power broker for none other than Obama. You know, when they talk about Bill Ayers, who did Bill Ayers connect Obama to? The Annenbergs, the new child left behind. That's how he rose to power. Through his entire term, we were talking about it. Nobody mentioned that. Nobody on mainstream media talked about that for one iota.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, so you can see that Annenberg rose to power through the JFK assassination. And now you can see who rose to power through the 9/11 situation. It's Adelson. It's so obvious that he's the one who's behind it. And yet nobody blames him for, you know, what happened there. It's absolutely unbelievable. He's not even not being blamed. He's actually deciding who's going to be president of the United States, working through the Republican Jewish Coalition and through AIPAC. And then on the other side, we got Nancy Pelosi there. You know, the American Risley Political Action Committee Gambino girl. So it's good that, you know, I really appreciate we get to talk about this and people can see this for what it really is.
Oh, absolutely. You know, getting it off your chest is a load, you know, is a burden that has to come out because very few people in radio land except here will even know what we're talking about. All they do is, you know, they sit down, they absorb the propaganda, the disinfo and the historical revisionism, and then all they do is just go right back to sleep or wait for the next address or press conference and what have you. And the media make sure they are asleep and not being fed any truth whatsoever. So we're an oasis here in the desert. I'm not trying to toot our own horn, but let's face it. Same time, RBN always needs to be supported and helped for that reason because, hey, we're hanging on like a little tiny thread, but you know what? There's more to it than meets the eye. The thread that's holding us together is a divine intervention. Like it or not, whether you would deride us or not, it doesn't matter. We're here for a reason. And that is the reason. You're hearing it right now, Art. So, yeah, you've done a lot of good work this week. We haven't even touched anything that's really, really going on around the world. But one thing I want to just mention, bring up, is it's very interesting to see the way all these countries now in Central and South America, not all, but many of them are lining up with the Jerusalem conquest, you know, the occupation of Jerusalem by the evil fig tree, which is Israel. Now, we're finding out that even in El Salvador now, we have some relatives, apparently, of some Israelis who are beginning to show their heads in terms of the president of El Salvador. We already have similar situations with Brazil and Bolsonaro there, and bringing in the Chicago Boys like they did in Chile when they overthrew Allende. And now we're also seeing it in other places in South America and in Central America, Guatemala. And now the latest I was reading, I told you, was El Salvador, where we're finding that some of these people are intermarrying with the presidents of these countries. So, you know, those wars that we fought supposedly against communism in Central America under Reagan and Oliver North, right? And we fought the bad guys after Somoza was deposed and murdered in Nicaragua and Jimmy Carter was thrown out. Then Ronald Reagan said, let's come back and let's fight the communists that we just installed. And so you had that gang, you know, the gang that couldn't shoot straight in Nicaragua. And once again, they came back to power after all the bloodshed in El Salvador and Guatemala and these other countries. It was just one big con game. It was arms merchants that were prospering. And who were these arms merchants? Well, they were from the Israeli connection. All of them were involved with Nimrodi and a whole bunch of others. Kimke was another Israeli. They were all involved with the arms merchants industry. You know,
right? You hit it right on the nail there.
It's yeah.
Like, you know, where does the CIA end and where does the Mossad and the Chicago outfit begin? It's pretty
well,
hard
to start with Dallas, Texas.
Right. Right. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's obvious. You know, after the fact, there's even news now that the CIA admitted they played a role in the assassination. Okay. But you actually see who was there. It was definitely, there was organized crime there. Look at Jack Ruby, for instance. You know, he got an order to basically, you know, take a hit on Oswald. And who was he working for? You know, he was working for the Brothman crime family. But he got his orders from the Chicago outfit. I think it was actually Tony Arcado who gave him the order, either you do it or else. So he did it.
No question about it. No, from beginning to end, it had the fingerprints of organized crime, and going back to the old days in Chicago, you know, I happen to allude to Chile because you remember when Pinochet overthrew the Allende government, which was a communist government, although it was supposedly democratically elected. There were questions about that as well, but be that as it may, you know, Allende was taken down. Pinochet came in, the military governor. He started executing communists and those who were involved in the overthrow of the democratic government at the time in El Salvador. And then what happened? The Chicago Boys moved right in, you know, the Freedmans and so forth, Milton Friedman and that group. And I'm not saying they were directly tied to Meyer Lansky, but the Chicago school was basically the paper money school. It was the free market, but pseudo free market economic venue for taking over a country. He didn't go with the Hans Senholz school or the gold bugs, but Pinochet brought him in, and then they started to privatize everything. And this is what they're doing in these other countries now. Privatization is the big word again. Privatization, we've seen in this country, means what? Taking public assets and private assets even, and then putting them in bigger private hands, isn't it? Isn't that what's happened?
Right. I mean, look at the charter schools as an example. Hmm. And one of the first places they started off big time was the Philadelphia school system, leaving it with billions of dollars of debt. And who was the boy who did it? Paul Vallis, okay, who came from Chicago. And where is he at now? He was also, Vallis was absolutely praised for his efforts through the Annenberg Institute, what he did for the city of Philadelphia in charter schools. Who has the biggest charter school? The Mastery School. Who owns it? Barry Lenfest, who passed on. So the Lenfest Foundation, who worked directly for Walter, for Annenberg, owned the biggest charter school. So they basically privatized public schools and gave it to the Chicago outfit through the Costa Nostra part of it, the Annenberg Crime Syndicate. And now he's back in Chicago, and he's running to be mayor after Rahm Emanuel. What do you want to bet he's the boy who gets really elected over there?
Oh, yes, yes. Rahm Emanuel's fame. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, it's so corrupt. You know, the same thing's going on in Michigan. It's been going on elsewhere, like my state. It's politics as usual. And right. The influence of organized crime is just, it's pervasive. It's pervasive.
Right.
You mentioned charter schools. Yeah, that's a big movement. But in addition to that, you've got a number of other economic front groups, the Committee for Economic Development, which is an adjunct of the Council on Foreign Relations. These organizations are behind a lot of what we see as the Grossmart move, for instance, in various states, and land use planning. All of this is basically designed to usurp local authority, to entice them to give tax credits, tax breaks, subsidies, and so forth for new projects. They did that with the Kelo decision in Connecticut, as you, I'm sure, are aware in that Supreme Court decision. They're taking private property now for bigger projects, mall strips and so forth, and then they're bankrupting them because malls are closing left and right. And, you know, it's amazing how if you follow the money trail hard, for instance,
right.
Providence Place Mall is a good example here where I am. You can go to the Pennsylvania malls, the Lowry family, and so forth, and you can see where the losses have accumulated. And then what they're doing is finding new venues of corruption, you know, to shut down the malls, you know, getting rich, going broke, as they call it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Just look at Sears. That's a classic example.
Sears and Rope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just look at Eddie Lambert. I mean, hedge fund manager. What did he do? He buys the company, loads it up with debt, you know, 3 to 5 times as much debt, and then they can't compete. And then, you know, down the rat hole they go. And, you know, he made quite a bit of money in that process.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right.
So, anyway, we're almost coming up toward the end of the program. If we have any callers, I'm sure Mike will let me know. 800-313-9443 is the number, as you know. We're covering a lot of ground here, but just one of the things that I think is important to come away with is this whole business of the national and public debt, worldwide debt, has now climbed to astronomical levels, and we're seeing it in state by state. These states cannot continue to go on anymore, and the federal government now under Trump, we've seen huge increases in the debt structure to the point where it is obviously going to be unsustainable. Very shortly, the Chinese communists are dumping real estate they hold here in the United States. The dollar is falling. So all of this is going on while Mr. Trump paints that Sheldon Adelson rosy picture of victory and freedom and, you know, democracy and economic prosperity, to use his words. The economy is doing just fine. We've improved it. All of that is malarkey, as we know. People need to understand they're, unfortunately, falling fast, and they have no control over their own fortune. Why? Because they're in massive debt. And this is what's killing the institution. Colleges, students can't afford their bills, and so suicide is an option. Drugs. Now we're legalizing pot in state after state. We're encouraging gambling like never before. These are not good times, Art. These are not good signs of a nation in bankruptcy, see?
Right, right. I agree. And plus, it seems like, you know, the Bolshevik agenda to destroy the family and destroy the people. You know, they're just trying to depopulate this country and basically replace the American citizens with people coming from communist countries. It's so obvious that's what they're doing.
Sure.
It's simply divide and conquer, you know. I mean, they've done that, for instance, in New York City, where, you know, around 42nd Street, they redlined it, got the property for 10 cents on the dollar. Now, basically, it's, you know, up through the roof, you know. Who was I thinking about that? The Kushner family is an example. One of those
oh, yeah.
Made a a force there. What was that, 666 Broadway or whatever that building was that they have? Mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing, you know, simply divide and conquer, decimate the economy for the people, and then buy the properties for 10 cents on the dollar. It's so, you know, it's so obvious and easy to see what they're doing. And it's like, why is it that our people can't see it and start fighting them? That's what really surprises me. Why? Wow. Yeah, I know.
You know, there's a spiritual reason that we've talked about it. Our people are a little bit sottish. They're a little bit stupid and asleep. And a lot of it's for their own good, because all of this is not going to end very nicely. You know? Did you say something, Mike, my producer? He wants to start the song. Well, that's okay. We can do that momentarily. The country's in the very best of hands is what I'd like to end on. We were going to play it earlier. But let me just say this first, Mike and Art. According to the reports of this administration and the federal government, this economy added 304,000, I said 1,000 jobs in January, despite all of this long period of government shutdowns in the history of this country. So take that to the bank, Art.
Right. And how many of them were American jobs versus H-1B visa jobs?
Well, they don't say. Conveniently. And right. Government jobs, by the way.
Right, right.
Military contractor jobs, and so forth, and so on. Well, folks, we're almost out of time. Aren't anything in conclusion for this week that we should remember most of all?
Well, first of all, remember the Lord. There is lots of, I believe there's plenty of hope here. The fact we have the freedom to talk about this means we haven't lost. If this was truly a communist country at this point, we would lose our freedom of speech. We can see this being infringed upon quite a bit, but we still can speak. And there is a lot of hope here that for this country. But that doesn't mean you put your head in the sand like an ostrich. You need to address these critical issues and start taking them to task. And I believe take them to task in your local community. That's where you're going to succeed.
Very true words once again. And the most important thing is, as you said, going to the Lord first, because he's the be-all, end-all of this whole country called America, Israel. I thank you, Art, NoPlaceForCorruption.com. And God willing, we'll talk again next week. You keep the faith, keep your chins up, and you take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Art. Well, folks, it's time to say the country's in the very best of hands. God willing, we'll see you again next week, same time, same network. Support RBN. Rick Adams saying, may Yahweh bless his elect.
Well, there ain't no crooks up there, Pappy. As far as I can see, there's a very nice mess of people. And I can tell you all this much, the country's doing just fine. Right, Sam?
You are so right, boy.
Them city folks and we-uns are pretty much alike.
Though they ain't used to living in the sticks.
We don't like stoner seamen,
but we is in agreement.
When we get down to talking politics, the country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky.
And government expenditures have never been so high.
It makes a feller get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
The farm bill should be 89% of parity.
Another fella recommends it should be 93.
But 80-95%, who cares about degree? It's parity that no one understands. The country's in the very best of hands.
Us voters is connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. 28 connected to the treasury. He sits around in his thigh bones. They sits around in this place they got, this big congressional parking lot.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.